Welcome to the Andrea Engstrom Show. I am passionate about helping you break through to your next level of abundance, success, and freedom so that you can create the life you desire and inspire others to do the same. I'm your host, Andrea Engstrom, and on today's show, we are going to talk about how to build a business that rocks without you with my special guest, Valerie R. Brooks. So Valerie has built multiple successful businesses over her career in real estate as an agent, a broker, and a coach, and has overcome great obstacles. She has Forbes and Fortune endorsements, stands out in the real estate sector, boasting sales exceeding $1 billion. That's with a B, everybody, $1 billion. So her illustrious career places her in Charlotte, North Carolina's top 1% of realtors. So she started her journey at age 19 by acquiring her first property, and Valerie launched into a successful business career, becoming a prominent business owner, recognized real estate and business expert. So her extensive achievements have earned her industry accolades and numerous awards over a 23-year career. She's overcome challenges, mastering sustainable success in business and personal life. Valerie is committed to helping others achieve similar success, focusing on resilience to push through setbacks. So her dedication to personal and business transformation education has expanded significantly, highlighted by her commitment to ongoing and personal and business development. Valerie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andrea. I am so happy to be here.
Yes. So Valerie and I have had the pleasure of working together over the past several weeks and months, and we're getting to know each other. And so I'm so honored to have you join me today and share a little bit more about your story. So Valerie, talk to us about your entrepreneurial journey. How did you get started in business?
Real estate is in my DNA. And my dad, God rest his soul, if he were here to tell the story, you would laugh at him. You know, he would tell it with jokes in between, but real estate is actually in my DNA. I think I was about 5 or 6 years old, and my dad used to tell the story that I shocked him with a couple of questions, because I used to go with him to pick up the rent. And we had land in a little rural town outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And my dad put mobile homes on the land. And my excitement for every first Saturday of the month that we would pick up the rent was, I'm hanging out with my dad. I'm a daddy's girl. And my sister and my mom, they did all the shopping and things like that. But me, I was with my dad that day. And after that, we would go to Burger King. And Andrea, as a straight foodie, I still am, okay? And we would pick up the rent. So after we pick up the rent from the renters, my dad and I would go to Burger King. And I'd get my favorite Junior Whopper fries and a Sprite and the little gifts in the bag, right?
Yeah.
And my dad, in his words, he would tell everybody that I shocked him with a question. And the question in my little six-year-old voice was, Dad, is it because we pick up the rent that we're able to eat Burger King and the Whopper and the fries and the Sprite? And he said, he was floored for a second. And he said, yes, of course, baby girl, that is exactly how we eat. If you own the real estate, we can eat. And that stayed etched in my mind forever up until the day I purchased my first house at the age of 19.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So even as a 5 or 6 year old child, you made a connection between this is how we make money is with real estate.
Really?
And food, and always food is the priority, right? We get to eat good food because we do business. Well, I love it. Well, tell us a little bit about what you've done in your career over the years when it comes to real estate. So you bought your first property at 19, but you've built an amazing, you know, business and inspired others over the years. So tell us about what that looks like in terms of what, you know, how did you get started in real estate? Was it as an agent that you really got rolling?
I did. You know what?
Yeah.
At the age of 19, I brought my first property. So that's actually when I started. Yeah. And this was in Atlanta, Georgia. And I had a realtor who's an older guy. And he told me, Valerie, you would be great at real estate. And I told him I wanted to see the world first. And prior to that, I was a flight attendant prior to, taking the exam to become a real estate agent. And I flew the friendly skies and learned different cultures because it was very important to me because I wanted to be able to relate to everybody. And I knew that either after college, going into the military or becoming a flight attendant. And I know that I was not one to run in the mud. So I chose real estate. I chose flight attendant. Yeah. But I absolutely adore and am honored for those that have served and that are serving. But I chose being a flight attendant. I applied, got the job, enjoyed it immensely. And once I thought that, the world, I'd seen enough of the world, I started my real estate courses in Atlanta, Georgia. And in the meantime, I met my husband at mm-hmm. that time, and we moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and I kept my house that I had purchased at the age of 19. As a matter of fact, I still have that house, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yes, I still have that house. I have a lot of sentimental value there. And just to let anybody that's listening know, the house back then was $30,000. I can tell you guys now that that house value is now $650,000. I can eat a lot of whoppers with that.
Yes, that's a lot of whoppers. I love it. Well, how many people today bought a house, like their first house, and they would say, I wish I had hung on to it. And you had the foresight, or at least the sentimental reasons to hold on to it. And that's serving you well. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's so popular now, but I don't know if it's popular because we're in the world of real estate and we see it, because I cannot imagine my life without real estate. I think business in itself is a great path to embark upon. I think entrepreneurship is wonderful, but I think in any path of entrepreneurship, real estate should be somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. This is just me. I cannot imagine my life without real estate. And now that I've mastered it, I saw a post the other day, and it said that, what's her name? Maya Angelou said, if you know, teach it. Mm. If you get, give it. And that is my reason that I started venturing into coaching. And that is because I saw that real estate was unknown, sort of, and it was unexplored and not fully understood. And I was blessed to have a father that inadvertently introduced me to it. So I think I love combining teaching what I know, and I love aha moments. I love real estate. I love excitement of, wow, I did not know this world could open up like that, because I had no idea what this world could open up for me, the world of real estate.
Amazing. So you got your certification, or you got licensed as an agent, and then what happened?
I got my certification. I worked for one of the smaller, it was one of the larger companies in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it was a whirlwind from that day. I made Rookie of the Year. I would say I was always in the top 6%. Now, that wasn't easy.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy simply because of there were many things that I had to go up against. Because that was 24 years ago. So 24 years ago in Charlotte, North Carolina, they were not accustomed to seeing a person like me leading the real estate industry. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit difficult for me, but I thrive through difficulty. I don't live in difficulty. I move in difficulty. So it was even more of a challenge for me because it was a challenge, which was great for me. And the best way that I can say that is, I have so many thoughts in my head right now. The best way that I can say that is if Beyoncé's song, You Must Not Know About Me, was out back then, that's what I would have made my mantra, because of the fact that I don't believe in challenges pushing you back, but I believe in challenges pushing you forward. I became the first Black luxury real estate agent in Charlotte, North Carolina. That was a beautiful venture. And as the years went on, the numbers grew, the relationships grew, the fun grew, the knowledge of real estate, finances, sustainability, it just grew. But I sort of learned the hard way. Because back then, coaches like you and I were not in abundance, and they didn't look like you and I. They weren't women. And also, there were no Black coaches or top real estate leaders in the industry back then.
Yeah, you were breaking ground. And I love that. I love that, you know, and this is probably, I think, why you and I connect so much, is because you're a coach and you have the coach's mindset, but it comes from a place of taking a challenge and saying, I'm going to show up and I'm going to be her and I'm going to do it and watch me. And you want to share with others how they can do it too. And that's I think when you receive, that's our responsibility, is mm-hmm. when you learn something, we need to teach it to others. When we receive something, we need to give it to others. Mm-hmm. And so over your career, how has that served you, like that kind of attitude and that idea of responsibility? Because you've not just only grown your own business, but you've also been able to grow teams and share with others. So tell me about that part of your journey.
When I realized that I was coaching, I didn't know I was coaching. Okay. And I'm sure you can relate to that, right? Mm-hmm. Because when I came along, I used to get real estate agents calling me on 10 times a day. Mm-hmm. And of course, I didn't know. I was so totally unaware that when I would give them advice that I was coaching. And then I realized, I said, you know what, Valerie, and you can't run your business and stay on the phone with people that wanted to pick your brain all day. And I couldn't find a way to manage that. And believe it or not, it's still not the easiest to manage. So I devised a way to let agents know, if you come to my team with me, I can show you exactly what to do. And then I can still run my business and coach you. And that's how my team grew.
I love it.
Yes. And you would have to pass my course in order for me to refer you clients. You would have to pass my course in order to work with clients. Mm-hmm. I would not let you work along with a client until you pass my course, because I believe in excellence. I believe that clients deserve excellence, and they deserve an agent with high emotional intelligence, simply because real estate is a very, very emotional transaction. Mm-hmm. Real estate, you're handling one of the biggest investments that a person would ever make. So you really have to understand emotions. Okay. Yeah. So when I started learning, okay, you've got to learn emotions. You've got to learn how a person thinks. It's not just about houses. It's just not just about sales. It's about people. And you have to teach agents how to work with people. So therefore, I took behavior courses, I took mindset courses, I took transformation courses, and I started putting that inside my coaching courses. And when the aha moments grew, when we all learned together, because I was still learning that at that time. And I thought, okay, I'm going to be a flight attendant and learn cultures.
Yeah. But
cultures didn't necessarily teach me people.
Right.
You know, you're going to have people that you work with. And let's be real. And I this is what I'm told all of the time. I'm very real and I'm very raw. You're going to be working with people that have had bad days. You're going to be working with people that maybe have some type of mental disorder. Mm-hmm. You're going to be people. Okay.
Yeah.
Every day. That's behavior. You're working with human beings. So I think that's what you have to tackle first. Houses can sell themselves. But when you prove who you are, that you can guide and that you can lead and that you can help make tough decisions and that you can have hard conversations, that's when you realize you're at the top of the game and you'll have confidence. Mm-hmm. And what does confidence do? It helps you to grow. And you have to be authentic. And mm-hmm. that's what I believe.
This is so much gold. This is so much gold, Valerie. I love that you grew your team by doing things the right way, first of all, and being successful, and you attract others who want to know what you know. But, you know, I think sometimes when people reach out and they want some kind of a secret formula for how to do real estate, how to be successful in this thing. And what you've just told us is that the key is not about having some mathematical equation or knowing all the things about the houses and all these things, but it's about knowing people. And so that's so genius that you would have your team go through training about how to know people.
Yeah.
And that's what, for people first and then houses details, right?
That's right.
That's so good. You know, one of my first jobs, I don't share this very often. One of my very first jobs, I was working in patient care at mm-hmm. a hospital because my first husband, had a business he was self-employed. And so we didn't have health insurance. And I learned that if I get a job at the hospital, and here I'm 19, 20 years old. Mm-hmm. If I get a job at the hospital and I work just 2 days a week, I can carry health insurance for my family. And I was like, that's a good deal. I'm going to do that. And so I got a job on the cardiac floor of the hospital as like a patient care technician. And my job was to mostly, you know, older men, like 50 plus year old men who had a heart attack, they go to this floor to recover after heart surgery. And so my job was to get them out of their chair, walking the floors, eating the food. And I always say I learned more about human behavior than in that job, that first early job, than any other experience that I've had in business. But it also served me better than almost any experience that I've had in business because I learned people.
Yeah.
How to connect with people when they're in a hard situation, when mm-hmm. things aren't, when their life isn't looking how they expected it to, and they're in a lot of pain, they're struggling, but they also are in a moment of hope because they're like, I made it, I had a heart attack and I lived, you know, but when you can learn to connect with people, mm-hmm. it makes all the different, all the houses are details. The business is details when you know how to connect with people. I love that's what you focus on with your coaching and training your team.
You have to know that contract and you have to know real estate, which, you know, that comes along with the situation itself, the programs, the books. But I tell people, what you learn in class, the real estate courses, is not real life. Now you have to pass those courses, and the courses will teach you, of course, the legalities of real estate, the structure, the contracts, and things like that. Of course, those of major importance. But if you have all this knowledge and not one client, what is the purpose? What is the purpose, you know?
Yeah.
I was standing in line at the airport the other day, and my husband and I are traveling, and I was standing in line. He was waiting on me, and I had to get something with my ticket correct. And I was so focused on thinking about our trip, and I was in a really good space, just enjoying my own mindset. And there was a lot of activity next to me. A lady and her daughter were going at it. Mom, just calm down. And the mom was all active and just, she was, I don't know, something was going on, but I was so focused. I didn't really notice, but I noticed. And finally, the lady looked at me and she said, I just want to tell you that I'm in this line, but I've been in this line longer than you have, and I'm in the wrong line. So I'm the next person in line, and I just want to let you know that. I looked at her and I said, okay, that's fine. I got back into my own mindset, and she said again, I just don't want you to be bothered. And I turned and I looked at her. I said, I'm not bothered. You're bothered. And she said, I am bothered. And I said, you're bothered. And now I'm telling you, I'm not bothered. You can go to the front of the line. And the daughter said, Mom, I told you to just calm down. And I said, whatever is bothering you, you should listen to your daughter right now. Obviously, there's nothing you can do about it right now. Go to the desk and get your whatever you need. I'm right here. Have at it. So I talked to my husband about it. And what that lady didn't realize is something that I had to realize. She doesn't know that I was over here in my own mind. I could have had an emergency in my head. But at that point, her world was all about her world. But I knew she was caught up. So I had to be the person to help her. And that's what I like about what we do, is we help others and we don't take offense. I could have said, lady, I wasn't even listening to you or whatever, but I was determined to help her feel better. And I just think those are the type of skills that you need to work in any capacity as an entrepreneur or in corporate America, wherever you work. You need to learn how to work with people. It's just like you don't know what a person is going through on a day, and you have to learn how. Emotional intelligence is very, very important, because you have to learn how not to take things personal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Yeah, that's major. I think they're like, and that's not something that that they talk about in normal education. Like, and it's more than growing a thick skin. It's what you've just described is being more willing to be of service and help someone in a challenging situation than you are interested in your own being right or your own agenda or taking care of, you know, like just knowing that somebody, like in that moment, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I can show up in a good, you know, I can keep my centeredness and I can show up and be of service, even because I don't know what's going on with them. And if, and if there's something at a level where they feel like they need to cut in line or they need to demand their way, there's probably a lot more going on behind the scenes than we can possibly be aware of. So, yeah.
That's more of a good leader serving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, talk to us a little bit more about, leadership. So you've grown teams over the years, and so what are some other qualities that you feel like are super important for a leader to grow in themselves? So if someone is listening today and they are wanting to grow their business, they're wanting to grow their real estate, they're wanting to build a team, what are some qualities that they need to work on in themselves to be the kind of person that somebody else wants to follow?
Well, in my course, I teach how you build, how you master, how you shift, and how you sustain. So if you want, and the way I look at building, and I had to learn the hard way, because when I first built my empire, when it shattered due to a lot of personal reasons, I realized that I had not built my business model to sustain. So when I started over, it was important for me to create a strong, value-driven business model. And I wanted it to withstand the inevitable ups and downs of the market. I wanted to include, you know, your core values. You have to define a clear mission. You have to establish a business structure that aligns with your personal goals and your market needs. And you really need to emphasize on building with intention. And you also have to know every day is not going to be a holiday in business. That's just the way it is. Yeah. You're going to have your ups and downs and watch your cash flow and watch what comes in and what goes out. But you really want to build a business that goes beyond a lifestyle and make it more long-term. That's a real business to me. I think I just read something, I think it was in Forbes. In 2022, there were, I can't remember the millions, but there were millions of businesses started. There were millions. And in more than half of the whatever the amount was, and I can't remember right now, that have closed.
Yeah.
Businesses that's closed. And a lot of entrepreneurs, what is the saying? You know, not everybody wants to be a soldier, but when it comes time for war, they don't want to fight. Mm. You can't just hop into business and know it all. Truthfully, you're going to need help. You can't do it by yourself. You're going to need coaching. You're going to need a community that can support you. You're going to need to know exactly what you want. If this is my take, some people may disagree with this. I've learned that when you're in the business just for money, it normally doesn't sustain. Just from my surveys and from my reading and from my own experience and my other close friends that are entrepreneurs and still in business for over 10 years. I've been in business for 24 years. And your passion, if it's passion, it needs to align with your fortitude. It needs to align with your talents. It needs to align with your grit. We have a friend in common that says you have to have grit. Yeah. And my dad used to say that all of the time. You know, you have to understand that you have to bring value, and it boils down to results that you have to bring to people. So you have to know exactly what your end goal is. If your end goal is to make a lot of money, I get that. Mm-hmm. But your end goal should be, I'm serving and I have value. And if you keep that going, I mean, I look at Starbucks, value is the same every day. Chick-fil-A, it's not the best chicken sandwich in the world, but you know you're going to get great service when you go through that line. And I've never not had great service at Chick-fil-A. I wanted my clients, as well, my buyers, my sellers, my agents, and now my coaching clients, I want all of them to walk away knowing they've been served value. And that's what I did, value and results.
I love it. I love it. So as a great leader, you know, if you want to build a team, you want to be a leader in business, what I hear you saying is, like, you've got to know why you're doing this besides just the money and be committed to being of service and providing tremendous value to others. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I agree. A lot of people will start a business and, you know, if they're just trying to make a dollar and they're just trying to, you know, just trying to do something that's just to serve themselves. Like, that's the people that a year from now, when things get hard and the fight, it's time to fight. Like, mm-hmm. There's not enough why there. Their why is not strong enough to sustain. And it doesn't resonate with the people that you need to have, you know, help you along the way.
Right.
And get in the trenches with you to fight the fight. Yeah.
And you have to work with people that share your vision, but you got to know your vision. You know, I just figured something out even the other day. I'm learning something every day. There is no way that I could tell you I know everything about real estate, about coaching, but I can tell you that I am, I continue to be a work in progress, and I learn. I told you when we first met, yeah, I've been in business 24 years, but that doesn't mean I can't learn from, I can learn from a 12-year-old. You have to remain coachable. How about that?
Coachable. Yes. Being coachable. Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to my husband just the other day. We're best friends. And he was telling me about a coach. I can't remember who, coach of a big football team. I'm not a sports person, but I listened to, we were talking about making money. Mm-hmm. And the guy said he's a triple digit multimillionaire, but he grew up poor, and he wakes up every day afraid he's going to lose what he has. And I asked my husband, I said, well, John, what do you think about that? And he said, you know, what I think about that is he must not be passionate about what he does, because through that thought process, he's not enjoying his money. Mm-hmm. And his wife said to him, honey, you need to enjoy your money. Yeah. So if your mindset is not aligned with your money, you're not going to enjoy it.
That's major. I think, you know, especially when you, when you've been through a period of your time where you either were without, or it was like very touch and go, that we can get into this scarcity mm-hmm. mindset. We get into where our natural default is to what I call that closed hands energy, where you just gotta, like, you feel like you gotta hold it tight because it's about to slip away. Right. And yeah. Yeah. And that can be a hard thing to break free from, or to loosen that up. And I call it open hands energy, when we can just, you know, hold things with open hands. And if it is for me, bring it to me. If it is not for me, take it away quickly so I don't get attached. But that open hands energy, what do you do if you feel like you're stuck in that scarcity and that closed hands energy? Like, how do you help somebody get out of that?
I think if you start off with, okay, if your hands are closed, yeah, you're not going to lose anything, but you're not going to receive anything in it either.
Right. That's right.
So that's where your inner thoughts come into play. He has obviously talents. I don't know this coach, but in my assessment, obviously he's talented. He's a multi-millionaire. Obviously he's smart and a hard worker, but he doesn't know who he is. And that's a huge loss in any business. I cannot imagine being in the triple digits of being a millionaire, waking up unhappy. I wish I knew that guy well enough to ask him, would you be happier if you only made five figures? You know, because is that what you think you deserve? So that's why I teach my transformation clients, my coaching clients, mindset, transformation, and it's not just a one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. It's consistent. It's consistency. You have to keep that mind going. You have to keep it going. Because you have a man, I wish I knew the coach's name, but I'll tell you what, I'll look him up, because John said he did read it. I just thought that was so very interesting.
Yeah. That idea, I love that question. Like, would you be happier if you were making five figures instead of, you know, seven, eight figures, whatever? Because, I think that there are people that they have a belief about what is possible for them. And then when something happens that exceeds that, then they have such a fear of loss, or of anxiety or of worthiness, yeah. maybe like yeah. maybe that's not for me. And there must be some mistake here and it's yeah. going to go away quickly. So I better hold on to it.
Mm-hmm. This is so easy for me. Do I deserve this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, or like you said, they're not aligned. He's not aligned. His mindset, his personal mindset and his business mindset is not in sync.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it's in sync. Mm-hmm. You know, he probably never mentally left his poor beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you, Andrea. That was very thought provoking for me.
Yeah.
When John told me that, I was like, what? You know, but we can both easily say, okay, when we get to be triple figures, and we're saying that, right? When we get in that triple figure area, how would we feel? I would say that I would be like, hallelujah, loving it. But because as you grow, you have to keep your mind nurtured. You cannot leave your mentals alone. You know for yourself that I lost my memory for a year. So you have to nurture your brain. And if you don't nurture your brain with your business will not be for you, whether you'll be unhappy with your business or whether your business will fail.
Mm-hmm. And Valerie, you just kind of dropped that. You just dropped that nugget there. Would you mind sharing with our listeners, like, what is it that you went through over these past few years? Because you just kind of mentioned it, but yeah. you've come through some really hard things recently, and yeah. And that's I admire you so much for where you're at today. But would you mind sharing that for our listeners who are some of them going through hard things right now?
Yes, and. At the end of 19, my mother became very, very ill. And she transitioned December 10th, 2021. No, that's not wrong. She transitioned in November 2021, which that's the hardest thing I've ever experienced in my life. Because I had love with nowhere to go. I had a special kind of love that didn't have a place anymore. And that I knew that I would never have that type of love anymore. And I was lost. I never known being lost as I had. I thought I had been through enough in life. But to lose your mother, and my mother and I were very close. My family, my mom, my dad, my sister and I were very close. We're all very close. And then 3 weeks after that, I was involved in a horrible car accident, and I suffered from bruises, hematomas, and a concussion. And throughout that concussion, I lost my memory. And I was sleepwalking. I didn't have focus. I thought I was okay. I didn't know I had lost my memory until my sister brought it to my friends and family's attention that I called her one day and asked to speak to my mother.
Oh, honey.
And that was how that's how I started going to a neurologist and everything. And Andrea, I was so scared. I kept asking my neurologist, do I have dementia? What do I have? And he kept trying to assure me, Valerie, you're going to get through this. But I will tell you what that did for me. It helped me to understand dementia. And at that time, I had a couple of friends whose parents are going through that. And when you don't have your memory and you're not really cognizant of what's going on, it creates fear. It creates uncertainty. It creates low confidence. I've always been pretty confident in life and loving life. I still suffer from anxiety right now. But that's been the toughest moments in years in my life. And I can say that I'm learning to place that love in other ways. But there is nobody like your mom. I can say that my self-confidence and that my certainty is 100% back. I cannot say that. I could say that, but I can't say that because it's a work in progress. But I do know what assists me in moving forward is helping others and being with positive people and surrounding myself with those that are positive, that are don't live in the mindset of scarcity, do not live in the mindset of jealousy, toxicity. If you're not smiling and you're not gonna always smile, but if it's a constant no smiling, or if you need a garbage can to dump your emotions in, but you're not working on them, that is not who I want to surround me in my being. I want to be surrounded by people that know that there is always a silver lining, always. It's a silver lining in everything. And I tell people, they're like, well, Valerie, what's the silver lining in your mom passing? I tell them, I can guarantee you the day of that accident, because they told me it was hard to see how I walked away, I could see my mom in heaven say, yo, God, you got to help me and my girl. My baby girl is down there in that car accident. You got to help me pull her out. Come on, dude, hurry up. What's taking you so long, you know? So I do believe that's who pulled me out of that car accident. I suffered, but I'm healing. Yeah. So that's my silver lining. And I think the concussion, the silver lining in that is that I have gone through a true transformation where I have a new brain and I can look at the world now with a different curiosity. What's the word when you've been through so much that you could be a little, I don't want to say tarnished, but
jaded
a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my friends even now, I said, was I like jaded or anything? They said, no, Valerie, you were always a bright light. Well, I know for a fact I'm a brighter light because I know what it feels like not to have your brain functioning. And so I've transitioned and I know that the world is what you make it. There's so much going on. It's so much going on, but you can't let everything filter in it that doesn't belong in there. Push it out. It's not enough room in there for everything. Push it out.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, because I, you know, when I met you, I would have never guessed that that's what you've been through even so recently. Because you are a bright light. You have so much wisdom, and I love having you on calls and the way that you're able to take nuggets from things that you've learned and what people are saying, and the way that you say things is so wise. And so I'm so grateful for, you know, and that's, I think, where we can all be, is like, we're grateful for the challenges because it allows us to become who God has us to be. It allows us to become the next version of ourselves that is able to be of service and help people in a new way. And there's no telling what I believe God has bigger dreams for us than we can possibly dream for ourselves. And when our plans don't go according to our plans, but we know that it's according to what God has for us, and it's better than we could plan for ourselves.
But Andrea, I will say this. When I let people know how I know you and that you're one of my coaches, everybody, a lot of folks say, why do you have two coaches? Because I learn so much from you as well. Do you see a difference in me when we first met than now?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you are going through your patience and I've learned so much about you, and I let everybody know this is what I love the most. Done is better than perfect. I learned that from Andrea Engstrom. Done is better than perfect. And the day that you said being perfect leads to procrastination, I was like, Andrea is my soulmate. Tell her he's got to share your soul. I got some of your soul, okay? You're the best. So I think, you know, that's what I'm saying. Equally yoked. We both have the same mission. We are bright lights. We want to share, you know, want to make, if I could just make a difference in one person's life, I'm so happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm excited for you. You've got some exciting things coming up, Valerie. So I would love for you to share with people. You've got some good stuff coming up. Do you want to share what you're working on and how do people find you?
Well, yes, of course. I love elevating women. I love empowering women. And what better way to celebrate Women's History Month? March is Women's History Month. So I thought, why not a free workshop?
Yes.
For women. And in that course, I'm teaching you how to build a business that rocks without you. And we're going to talk about systems, teams, and cash flow. My website address, if you are interested in more about the program and you want to learn more about it, Valerie R. Brooks. Let me move my head. You see that?
Yeah, there it is, Valerie R. Brooks. And we'll put it in the show notes too.
Okay, you're gonna put it in show notes. Okay. ValerieRBrooks.com. And you can make an appointment, we can talk, or just sign up for the workshop. It's absolutely free. The worst thing that could happen is you're gonna learn something that you don't know. You're gonna learn something. I guarantee you that. And you're going to be amongst other wonderful women such as yourself. And it's 6 p.m. March 28th. It's 6 p.m. on Thursday. And I'm pretty excited about it. We have about 75 people that have already signed up.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So ValerieRBrooks.com.
Beautiful.
See you there.
Yeah. And Valerie, what is something that you would challenge our listeners to do to take bold action this week? You're an action taker, and I love that about you. What is something that you would challenge others to do to take bold action this week?
I think I would say to think about what you're tolerating, because when you tolerate, you're teaching people how to treat you. And I believe in teaching people how to treat you. But if you're tolerating, that's not a good way to teach a person how to treat you. So look at what you're tolerating and let's give that up.
Mm.
If you want to talk about it, ValerieRBrooks.com.
I love it. Thank you. That's major. That's major. Well, Valerie, I love talking to you. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today and dropping your wisdom and inviting people to be able to join your workshop for free. That's amazing. I want to encourage all of you to go grab a ticket to her upcoming workshop at ValerieRBrooks.com. Thanks for being here, Valerie.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you so much, Andrea.
You are welcome. Well, thank you all for joining us today. If there's something on the show that resonated with you, would you just let me know by giving me a review? And you could drop me a line at AndreaEngstrom.com. And if you're a woman entrepreneur, join my Facebook group, Bold Women in Business Sisterhood, where I share strategies for clarity, confidence, and powerful connections so that you can build the business and the life that you deserve. Well, till next time, I'm Andrea Engstrom, encouraging you to take action on your dreams. You are the one who makes your dreams come true. So show up to your life with power and authenticity. Be bold, be tenacious, and make it happen.